And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular. The Talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And the Sanilac County Sheriff Paul Rich announced three new deputies have joined his department after their successful graduation from the Oakland Police Academy on December 12th. Deputies Arlen Stocker of Marlette, Carter Miller of Marlette, and Cole McLaughlin of Yale were each officially sworn in on December 15th. They each completed the rigorous academy training that was sponsored by the Sheriff's Department. Their graduation marks the culmination of months in intensive academic instruction, physical training, and hands-on skills development designed to prepare them for the responsibilities of modern law enforcement, explained Rich. All three deputies will be assigned to the Uniformed Services Division and will begin an intensive field training program. The structured field training program is designed to further develop their skills, knowledge, and decision-making abilities under the guidance of experienced field training officers, ensuring they are fully prepared for solo law enforcement patrol. And the Sanilac County Board of Commissioners honored Information Systems Director Nancy Rich for her years of service to the county. Rich stated that started her 20-year career with the county as a part-time Information Systems Director. She took over as IT Director in 2016. The board recognized her for all she has done in working with other departments and helping them with setting up technology. Commissioners noted that it was her expertise that kept the county up to date with technological advances. There was one other resolution that was approved during the meeting, and that was changing the name of a department. The board approved changing the name of the Sanilac County Emergency Center to the Sanilac County Central Dispatch Center. And Bay City Police report that 16-year-old Juliana Chambers has been found safe 5 days after she was reported missing from her home. According to Bay City Public Safety Captain Nathan Webster, Chambers was located Tuesday, December 16th, following a search that began after she was last seen late Wednesday night, December 10th, or early Thursday morning, December 11th. Authorities determined that the incident was a runaway case and confirmed that no foul play was involved. Webster said the case is now closed. And we will be right back with your obituaries after this brief commercial.
The holidays are here, but is your smartphone ready for the hustle and bustle of the season? Can it handle everything you're throwing at it? Family pictures, group messages, social posts, music streaming, and online gift buying? Are you tired of the bland service from your big carrier with long wait times and pricey plans? If you need a new phone or are ready to upgrade to your local hometown provider, it's time to check out the smartphone deals and unlimited plans at Thumb Cellular. Through December 31st, Thumb Cellular is offering double your trade-in value with a new smartphone purchase. Plus, you can get a free phone with an upgrade or a new line activation. Stop in and visit the friendly customer care team for details. Terms and conditions apply. This holiday season, give the gift that keeps giving, the Thumb Cellular difference.
And we are back. This news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And now we do have our obituaries for the hour. Margaret Louise Leach, of 66 years old, of Ubley, passed away on December 17, 2025. Margaret is survived by her sisters Elizabeth Leach, Carol Shamka, Christina Leach, and her nieces, great-nieces, and great-nephews. Funeral services will be held on Saturday, December 20th, 2025, at Fraser Presbyterian Church, 3006 Huron Line Road in Cass City, Michigan, at 2 p.m. Visitation will be held on Saturday, December 20th, 2025, at Fraser Presbyterian Church from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Memorials may be offered to Fraser Presbyterian Church, and condolences may be shared with the family at www.mcalpinefuneralhome.com. Marvin Messing, a devoted husband, passed away peacefully on Sunday, December 14, 2025. He was born on August 13, 1938 in Ruth, Michigan, and in 1961, Marvin married the love of his life, Lorene Helesky. Marvin is survived by his devoted wife, Lorene, his seven children, Greg Messing, Lynette Weston, Teresa Pace, Denise McVeigh, Karen McKimmy, Michael Messing, and Joel Messing, and his 14 grandchildren and seven great-grandchildren. He is also survived by his siblings Norma, Carol, and David. A memorial service will be announced at a later date, and condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. Arrangements are being handled by McAlpine Funeral Home. Bernard Sonny William Holdlick, age 89, of Harbor Beach, passed away Wednesday, December 17, 2025, at Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. Bernard was born at home in Sherman Township on May 14, 1936. Bernard and Violet were united in marriage on November 5, 1960, and Bernard is survived by his children, Bonnie, Bruce, and Patrick, and Janice, Patrick and Janice, as well as his seven grandchildren and four great-grandchildren. The funeral mass for Bernard Holdwick will be held on Monday, December 22, 2025, at 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church, the Holy Apostles Parish in Ruth. Visitation for Bernard will be held on Sunday, December 21st, 2025, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Ramsey Funeral Home in Harbor Beach, and on Monday, December 22nd, at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Ruth from 10 a.m. until the time of service. A memorial service and burial in the church cemetery will follow in the spring. Bernard's family extends their gratitude to Courtney Manor of Bad Axe for their compassionate care. And in lieu of flowers, please make donations to Knights of Columbus Council 3823 or the Christian Mothers and Women, both of Ruth. And that was your Obit report for the hour, and now weather.